Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. 2011 Rewind. Welcome, everybody. I'm Norm Borg as we look back at the people, issues, and of course, the horses that were top of mind in the past year. We started Ontario, where a new way of doing business was handed down. The Ontario Racing Commission began its 2011 racing program that brought with it a number of sweeping changes. Among them, reductions in race dates for some tracks, reductions in total purses. That's something that OHA President Ken Hardy, who at the time was just weeks into the new job, found hard to accept.
We've got into a situation now where Ontario Racing Commission has deemed that we need less racing. So we appealed those decisions, and to no avail, we lost the appeal. And so we're faced with 90 days less racing opportunities in southwestern Ontario, basically.
The commission also instituted preferences for Canadian-bred horses and for horses stabled in Canada at the time of the race draws. That managed to irk some horsemen south of the border who bought Canadian-breds, horsemen like Todd LePage.
In fact, I have a mare right now. She's bred to Majestic Sun. When I got his Stonebridge Regal on the ground, and both these foals are Ontario-bred, and I've had nothing but great things to say about the Ontario Sire Stakes program, and I've raced up there, and the people have treated me very well at all the tracks. But with this new ruling, when I bred those mares, if I would have known it, I would have bred here in New York.
Elsewhere, our friends in Western Canada had their own issues regarding track dates and phantom tracks. In Southern Alberta, the proposed track at Balzac remains just a lightly excavated outline in the ground. The group behind the project, United Horsemen of Alberta, continued to promise good news to come. It didn't. So for now, the Balzac track is, as UHA spokesman Darcy Mahler put it,
I think we're in a position now, I would say by mid-June, either we'll be full speed ahead or we'll be DOA.
Further west, in laid-back British Columbia, we're glad to report things have improved, but not without a roller coaster ride for a warm-up. Great Canadian Gaming, owners of Fraser Downs, proposed to rescind all new standardbred dates for 2011. Furthermore, they called for only a six-month race meet for standardbreds and went on to suggest an interprovincial meet be held between BC and Alberta, while the thoroughbred sector would remain unharmed. Reaction from the harness community was swift and cutting.
There's been much better days. Last year when the government took over, we were allotted 10 months of racing, and things were good. I mean, things were great, 10 months of racing, and even if we only went, 2 days a week, but things were good. And now the government's took over, and somebody has put in the government's head, along with Great Canadian, which as far as I'm concerned, Great Canadian is no good. Our partner is no good for us at all. And I guess Great Canadian Casino has put in the government's head that overlap racing does not work. They're racing at Hastings Park, right, in Vancouver. And, I mean, we beg to differ,
Driving star Dave Hudon was one of many who raised their voices in protest at the proposal. And it worked. Later in the year, the BC government announced that Fraser Downs would race 10 months of the year for a total of 82 dates. Chalk one up for the horse people.
Part of our argument with the government was that the businesses in the Cloverdale area, the hotels, the restaurants, the agriculture supplies, the feed companies, the hay companies, all of those companies were suffering. And in fact, they all gave presentations to the government saying, if you only go 6 months of the year, you're going to be hurting our industries in this area. And our current BC government is promoting jobs and promoting industries. And so they said, listen, we can't have this. We want those businesses to survive also and to flourish.
That was a happy Doug McCallum, Harness Racing BC's CEO.
Well, I'm long gone to Saskatchewan, long gone to Saskatchewan, where the getting's good. If you're getting gone, I'm gonna put my boots and my hat back on, cause I'm long gone to Saskatchewan, long gone to Saskatchewan.
Elsewhere out west, racing returned to Regina after a 10-year hiatus with the opening of West Meadows Raceway. For its president, Jane Granger, it was Christmas come early.
It has been, it's just been outstanding, and more so as it's come to be, because it's, in the past we thought this was going to be up and running earlier, so not that it actually is happening, it's just been a remarkable amount of feedback from it, and all positive.
Long gone to Saskatchewan.
Meantime, in the problem child known as Quebec, the Quebec Jockey Club had summoned all its energy to create a limited meet at Quebec City, which, by all accounts, including my own eyewitness, was well received. Well, now there's talk there may not be racing at the Quebec Oval as renovations are required to the facility. Stay tuned. South of the border, in New Jersey, the holy grail of harness racing was in danger of vanishing. Meadowlands was in deep trouble. Support from the state was also vanishing, and someone had to help resurrect it before it even died. Enter Jeff Durrell.
I kind of tell people I'm the accidental savior. I really didn't intend to take it on, but as I said, when I called down to the governor's office, he said they were getting ready to announce that it was closing, you know, and once he said that, I said, well, could I come and talk to you about it? And that's really how this evolved. So, truthfully, it was not on my agenda.
Through it all, what matters most about our industry was still taking place on the track. And there, the star members of the cast, both drivers and horses, did not disappoint. Canada's own Jody Jameson brought honor by winning the World Driving Championships for a second time. And as always, the equine athletes brought thrills to thousands on both sides of the border.
It is Broad Bond trying to go all the way. Broad Bond, Whiskey Tax Deeds, Racing Room, Man of Many Missions on the outside. Keeps off stride. Man of Many Missions is off stride. It appeared it affected Whiskey Tax to the wire. That leaves it all to Broad Bond, the Minister of Speed. And he's on Autobahn. Broad Bond wins the Hamiltonian.
Big Bad John. Roll with Joe on the outside. Big Bad John. Roll with Joe. Big Bad John. Big Bad John wins the Little Brown John.
121 for three quarters. Roll with Joe has popped the pocket. Winking at you in behind horses. Big Jim, five lengths to make up on the outside. And Roll with Joe strikes the front for Ron Pierre. It's Roll with Joe. Up on the outside is Winking at you. Big Jim gaining ground. Roll with Joe, two lengths clear of 16th out. Winking at you. Up on the outside, Big Jim is coming. It's Roll with Joe. Big Jim is charging. Roll with Joe holds on to win.
And Jingra calls on a rock and roll dance now. Pulling the pocket comes Pierce with Simply Business. Simply Business off that sweet two-hole trip. Coming after a rock and roll dance now, who digs in at the rail. Here on the outside now, coming on for third is Speed Again from way back. I Fought the Law. Deep stretch lead down the center. Simply Business on the outside trying to reach up. Simply Business scores in the final strides, and he wins in 150-1. The Metro belongs to Pierce and Simply Business at 20-1. And the Colts come into the stretch for Cup 28. Big Bad John's got all he can handle now. Up the credit, just finding a second wind now for Jameson on the outside. Up the credit, strikes the front. Up the credit, clear by a length. Big Bad John's all out. Here comes Roll with Joe and Waples on the outside from way back. Big Jim, Cup 28 on the line. And it's up the credit for Jameson, wind by a length. Second on the outside, Roll with Joe. Then Big Jim was third, 149-3.
Sam Pale took a roar of the crowd at Woodbine. Knights out three quarters in 123-1. Rapide LaBelle second on the outside, still closing. Here comes Commander Crow off cover now, three wide for the drive. Sam Pale, when called on to do so, digs in for Waples. Sam Pale on the inside on his home turf. Sam Pale, you the man! Sam Pale wins the Breeders' Crown Open Trot in 151-4.
There was hopeful news in the boardroom, not just the tack room. 2011 saw an apparent reversal of the chronically dropping handle numbers in Canada. According to Standardbred Canada, at the time of this recording, handle per race is up over 8%. Earth-shattering? Well, who knows, but it does give cause for optimism that perhaps 2012 will in fact be a happy, and for our sport, healthy new year.